Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Brightest Young Things Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am the managing editor of brightestyoungthings.com. We are recording this live from the Lion Hotel in beautiful Adams Morgan. Sitting with me is BYT contributor Allison Lane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. Everything's the best.
We're going to break the illusion here. Ruin it, some might say. Could you hand me the script I'm supposed to read?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to, if it's okay with you, Allison, we're both going to read from this script.
I'm stuck here.
That's fine.
Oh, shit.
We're going to prove that we're better at reading copy than anybody else that hosts shows at the Lion Hotel. Jack?
Here you go. I'm watching a struggle unfold right in front of me.
All right, here we go. Full service, this is the script that we're supposed to read.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jack, did you write this script?
Yeah, sure.
Jack, you know what people love to hear is tongue clicks on the radio. That's their favorite thing to hear, so I appreciate you.
Lip smacking.
The producer of Full Service Radio.
Teeth sucking.
This is how it sounds when I listen to every other show. Just proving that Alice and I are the best.
Okay. Everyone else, you're going to do an impression of the other shows?
Every single show.
Okay, here we go.
Wait,
welcome.
Go ahead.
Welcome to Brightest Young Things Radio on Full Service Radio. Broadcasting live from the Lion Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Brandon Weatherby, managing editor of BrightestYoungThings.com.
I wish I could get the
is
host to be that slow.
Hour?
That's not how it is.
Today's guest is Allison Lane. Allison, thank you for being here. Did I do it right?
Thank you so much.
Allison, you want to do it?
No, I'm good.
Cool.
So Allison hosts the show before us, GTFO.
I do.
Which stands for Get Trekking Out Funds. Why call it that? What's the deal? Why is it called that?
Damn. Like, is this like the shade hour? Seriously. Because GTFO Radio is a show hosted by myself and Paige Plissner, where we talk pop culture and politics from the perspective of women of color.
And you know I am against that completely.
You hate women and you hate color. So
thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Alice and I are also hosts of You, Me, Them, Everybody. We've been doing this for years. You're my D.C. work wife.
I am.
But you're my D.C. show wife. I have a Chicago show wife and her name is Esmeralda.
I'm pretty jealous of her.
Have you ever met Esmeralda?
I've never met Esmeralda, but I'm really pissed because you're doing a show with her on our day.
311, baby!
So
we'll do a special show on June 9th to make up for it.
What's June 9th?
All right. This week on BYT Radio, we're going to be talking about what's been on the site like we do every week. The reason why Allison is on this week is because Allison is an occasional contributor to the site, and she contributed one of my favorite things to the site this week. We have a little guide that I did not participate in because I'm old and disgusting and married, and no one wants to know where I make
You're
out.
You're so married.
I know. It's disgusting. Best places to make out in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You had one of my favorite contributions to this.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. That's like no qualifiers. You had my second favorite contribution.
Oh, I get why June 9th now.
Okay.
I'm so slow.
Okay. Do you understand? Did you look at the full list of where to make out?
Some of it.
Pull it up.
But I also just look for myself, to be perfectly honest.
So it's in alphabetical order by location. So not by your last name or your first name. And I want you to scroll down and see what's right below your entry. And that's my favorite. And the reason why I'm not saying it out loud into the microphone is because I want people to go to brightestyoungthings.com. I'm so good at plugs, Jack. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's right...
The one that's right below yours. And that's my favorite contribution to Blessed Places to Make Out. So let's talk about the there you go. You see what I mean?
Oh, it's wonderful. You should definitely
How am I supposed to know which one was her contribution?
We're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it right now. Allison Lane.
Yes.
Where is your favorite place and or one of the best places to make out in Washington, D.C.?
Velvet Lounge.
Okay, why?
Because it's disgusting.
Hell yeah. Okay. Now, when you say it's disgusting, what do you mean? Does it smell disgusting? Does it feel disgusting? Has there been health violations? Has anything bad happened?
I hope that nobody's eating there because I'm pretty sure they have the most rats. Don't get me wrong. I love...
For lawsuit purposes, I don't think Velvet Lounge has the most rats.
Okay. But they do have a back patio. Okay, I take it back.
We could just say anywhere with an outdoor patio in Washington, D.C. probably has rats.
Okay, yeah, and it backs up to an alley.
That's okay, anything that backs up to an alley.
I take
alley
that back. That's the reason why I feel like it has the most
okay,
rats.
Okay,
like,
I think we need to clarify.
There is an alley back there that has rats in it, and it's near a bunch of other shit that has rats. I do love Velvet Lounge 100%. And okay. Like, with every part of my being. It always has great music. It's always, like, sweaty. It smells like bodies
in
there.
It's one of those places where when people say the wall sweat, like, that's what they mean. They go to Velvet Lounge.
It's funny because there have been several times, like, when I first started doing the show with, or You Me Them Everybody mm-hmm. with you, and you'd be like, well, where are you going after this? I'm going, like, Velvet Lounge. I'm going to go dance. And you're like, gross. And just, like, walk away from me.
It's funny.
And just walk away from me like I didn't say anything. And I'm like... But the place is gross. And
it
like,
is gross.
When I was,
I think it's funny that I'm giving shade to Velvet Lounge while I'm at the Wonderland Ballroom at their dance party. Like,
right?
It's any better.
Which is just sweaty, but upstairs. Like, that's the only, like, difference.
I know. Such a dick.
It's just a different sweaty.
So you've actually made out with a stranger at Velvet Lounge.
I've made out with several strangers at Velvet Lounge. One of my favorites, I actually walked up to a man and was like, you have nice hair. And we started making out, and I gave him my number, and he just texted me, bath, ? And I was like, maybe. And then I still don't know his name.
Hold on. He texted you back.
Bath, ? That was
his B-A-T-H, ?
Like, take a bath, I guess, or like, bath, or like, you're at the Velvet Lounge.
Jack has something to say
stink.
Here, apparently.
Oh, it's clearly bathroom. But I mean, it's...
Oh. Is that what that was about?
Yeah, like, let's continue this in the bathroom. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I thought he wanted
it's
me to take a
move,
bath. He was like, hey...
Did he text you that when you were still at Velvet Lounge?
Yeah,
definitely.
Then it was definitely... I thought it was like 3 days later. Like, would you like to take a bath with me? I am very forward and unique.
That's what I thought it was. I thought, wow, he has a bathtub. That sounds nice.
It's a clawfoot. Would you consider
if it was a clawfoot tub? Absolutely. If you actually texted me clawfoot tub, I'd be like, yeah, dude, let's
good
do
stuff.
This.
Do you have you ever lived in an apartment and or house with a clawfoot bathtub?
No.
Okay.
I got rejected. I applied for an apartment with a clawfoot tub, and they found out I was a DJ.
Was this like, in New York or?
Yeah,
in
it was
DC?
In New York.
Okay.
Brooklyn.
Do you think that it would be if you owned a house? Not an apartment. If you owned a house, would you want a clawfoot bathtub? Because from a homeowner's perspective, I just saw The Shape of Water. That's why I'm thinking
that
about
practical.
This. Okay. It seems that so much water, even if it's a nice tile, it's going to seep through to between the... What is that called? Oh, my God. I should know that. Between the floors.
Floorboards.
Floorboards? Yeah, we go between the floorboards and then the ceiling of the next level. So if you're on the second floor and it's a clawfoot bathtub, you're going to have water damage on the ceiling.
Can there be a protective like bottom layer to this clawfoot tub?
Exactly. Like, how does one maintain...
Oh, my God. There should be a plumber on this show.
Oh, well, we should.
Just call a plumber right now.
I should have an on... Plumbers are expensive. We should have an on-call
We should have an
plumber.
Ask a plumber section.
Okay, so... Clawfoot bathtub would have to be top five ways to convince someone that you're interested in to come home with you, right?
Absolutely.
What else would it be?
I don't even know anything else. Like, honestly, if you were like, hey,
owning is better
my
than
name
renting,
is
right?
nothing. I have a job sometimes and I have a clawfoot tub. And I'd be like, hey, here's my whole vagina.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What if it was... Okay, so I'm trying to think of the most attractive thing someone could obtain with that doesn't mean bad things for other people. You know what I mean?
No.
It's what not like it? It's not like, well, I'm really rich. Well, how are you rich? Well, I did all these bad things. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so a clawfoot bathtub seems to be one of the few things that you could have that hurts no one and just brings joy to your life and potentially other people's lives. What are other things like that? Like, a good wardrobe, does like, would that help?
No, because a wardrobe probably implies that a lot of small hands were made.
Okay, see what I mean?
Underpaid
you
fingers.
Really thinking about that though?
Yeah, are you thinking about that?
No, I'm wearing H&M right now. I literally
oh,
don't
wow.
care.
All right, so that's one of the men you made out with at Velvet Lounge.
One of them.
What? Do you have any other stories?
Oh, absolutely. My second favorite time at Velvet Lounge, I walked up, and this, I'm such a dick. I walked up to somebody and was like, you look sad. I have the best pickup lines. So I was like, you look sad, and then I made out with that guy. He was sad.
Was it the same guy with the bathroom text?
No. There are a bunch of sad. It's dark. It's sad. It's stinky. I think I'm cute. I'm very cute in the dark. So
single men go to Velvet Lounge and look sad.
Just go look
see
sad.
What happens.
I actually took a guy there after our last show at You Me Them Everybody.
Okay.
there was one of my coworkers. He's like, man, I'm new to DC and like, I just want to go make out with somebody. So I took him to Velvet Lounge.
Did he succeed?
I think he tried to make out with me, but I left. I let him buy the drinks and I left.
Could I ask you some questions on air that might be uncomfortable?
Sure.
Is he your coworker?
He is a coworker.
Is he still your coworker?
He's still my coworker.
Is that awkward now?
No.
Okay.
I don't see him that often.
Does he listen to your show?
I hope he doesn't listen to this one.
Fantastic. Have you gone to Velvet Lounge as not a single person?
Yes.
Okay. Was it as fun?
It was awkward.
Okay.
Because I literally used to make out with the bartenders to get drinks.
The better question should be, when is the last time you paid for a drink at Velvet Lounge?
I don't know if I ever have.
How many times do you think you've been there in your life? Give me an estimate.
Oh, hundreds.
I love you so
much. Hundreds of times. I remember when I was first getting out of college and I would drive. This is so terrible. This is what? I'm 32?
I'll be
32 at the end of the month. And I remember... I had this
really
red...
Quick, for anyone listening at home, I had to point out how old Alice is. You're about to be 32.
I'll be 32 next month. I had this red Jeep that was ridiculous.
Why did you have a red Jeep?
I had a red Jeep. First of all, I bought it. I found it, I was, driving with my mom. This is, right after college.
Okay.
Somebody totaled my car. I used my insurance money because I found this Jeep literally on the side of the road in Manassas, Virginia, which should have been problematic from the start. Found this Jeep on the side of the road. And I was like, I love Jeeps. So I bought it. And
how much did the Jeep cost?
Maybe $2,000.
Did it have doors or was it a Jeep?
It was a real car. Passed inspections. And
okay.
Shit. It was a real ass car. I love this Jeep. but it was real rickety and scary for everybody else that drove in it. And I remember speeding down 66 from Manassas to get to Velvet Lounge and suicide parking. It's hard to drift in a Jeep already, but it's hard to drift in an 88 Jeep Cherokee and parallel park in front of Velvet Lounge. But I remember one day I did that and I had one of the best times ever. And I was actually in the Moon Baton video Pendejas that night. And I made out with nobody. That was actually the first time I didn't make out with anybody. And it was my first time there at Velvet Lounge. I love Velvet Lounge.
Today's program is brought to you by Velvet Lounge.
The most rats in the city, just in the alley, though.
Just in the alley.
So you know the owners of Velvet Lounge or no?
I do.
Okay. So they're not,
I hope that
we're
he
not worried
us
about
like,
a lawsuit.
I know, but I hope that he's not pissed because I do love the place.
One of the other pieces that we had on this week on BrightestYoungThings.com is what we love about DC.
Mm-hmm.
Why we love DC Volume 1, why we love DC Volume 2. There's 20 different people. We also have New York and Chicago editions.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than 100 reasons to love each city in each edition. It took a long time to make, and I'm very proud of them. So please read those. Allison, I want to discuss with you what you love about Washington, D.C. Are there 5 things that you love about Washington, D.C.?
Sure, there's 5 things. But there's only one that actually matters to me. It's 14th Street.
14th Street.
Yeah.
14th Street from where to where?
14th Street from Rhode Island.
Okay.
To actually where I live now on 14th Street.
Okay.
It's somewhere close to Quincy Street.
So roughly 2.5-3 miles.
Yeah.
Around, if you don't know where Rhode Island is, you know where the Whole Foods is.
Yeah.
14th and P. It's
about a half a block
away from
there.
That's
part of the reason. First of all, there's a Whole Foods. That's fantastic. So maybe that's something else that I love about.
Top 5 things on 14th Street. We were talking about 14th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. If you're staying in the Lion Hotel,
14th Street,
it's roughly a mile away. There's a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But it crosses over, 3 neighborhoods at this point? 4 neighborhoods if you're going that far?
3 neighborhoods. So it's Mount Vernon.
14th and U, I guess, is a neighborhood.
14th and U is a neighborhood. And then there's Columbia Heights.
Okay. And then it goes further for yours, because yours goes a little bit north of Columbia Heights.
A little bit. They're probably going to get something stupid like Upper Columbia Heights.
Columbia
Heights.
3.5 neighborhoods.
There's Lower Shaw now. What the fuck is that?
That's the convention center.
Lower Shaw and Upper Shaw?
It's a convention center.
Get the fuck out of here. It's Shaw. It's just one neighborhood.
All right. So your top five things on 14th Street.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods number one?
Whole Foods. I got a lot of friends at Whole Foods.
So, okay.
Well, you know this, what? But the listeners don't know this. So I used to live right near the Whole Foods on 14th Street. And my house actually had the most rats in Washington, D.C. So I never ate at my own house. So I was at the hot bar every single day. And they're like, what's in your box today? And I'm like, food. And they were really nice.
That's not a question you should ever ask anyone.
You should never ask him what's in the box.
It's not appropriate. It's going to ruin the surprise at a kid's birthday party. It's going to ruin the surprise at an adult birthday party. Just, it's not for you to find out.
It's not.
All right, so 14th and P, Whole Foods.
The Whole Foods is fantastic.
So you're D.C. through and through. Sorry.
So to actually couple up on that, there's two great Chinese food restaurants right past that. Okay. So there's Yum's, mm-hmm. where you can get your mumbo sauce. Mm-hmm. So that's D.C. then there's the Szechuan House, which has really good mapo tofu.
To be clear, you're not a vegetarian.
Nope.
Which makes whenever somebody that's
what
not
I can't eat tofu.
No, hold on. I'm saying whenever somebody that isn't a vegetarian recommends a vegetarian dish, I take that. I think that's even more impressive. There's more credence. There's more
mapo tofu usually has ground meat.
Never mind. Yeah. I concede my point.
I don't know. A vegan introduced me to that mapo tofu,
really?
So I think that one actually is vegan.
Wow, what a retort, Jack. Thank you so much for your contribution. You've really advanced the ball.
Legit Mapu's got ground pork in it. I'm just saying.
So, that's delicious. we're going to go a little bit, I guess, north, because that's how directions mm-hmm. work. Marvin is on 14th Street.
And you legitimately like Marvin.
I legitimately love Marvin.
Why?
Marvin was when I was getting out of college again, and I was trying to find my way in D.C. I was part of... This is before hashtags actually meant something. There used to be these weird...
Wait. I just like the idea that hashtags mean something now.
So, like, in early Twitter, there were these little, like, groups that you could join, like, of, like, D.C. music or D.C., like, things to do and things to go out with. And there... I joined one of them. It was, like, Monday night something. Mm-hmm. And I met Joss Sonic there. And Joss Sonic does Main Ingredient Monday every night at Marvin. And it is like church. It is so good. It is so much fun. And it's consistent. And a lot of people still go to Marvin on Friday and Saturday and literally every day to get completely fucked up and have a wild ass time. They're like, oh my God. Marvin Gaye used to work here, and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot, because he didn't. Is this Marvin Gaye's building? No, he's dead, and this place wasn't here when he died.
What else you got on the list? So we got two Chinese places, Marvin Gaye's home where he was born, where he lived, and where he died.
Lived in there.
Quick side note, I got trashed with you at Marvin, actually.
You sure did.
The first time we hung out. Yeah.
Got you hammered.
And then
down.
I was a guest by phone on Michael Brown, the Shadow Senator of DC's podcast, and I kind of forgot about this, and we just had a lot of drinks, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm wasted. I got to call into this show. So I excused myself to the back of Marvin and did this interview really
drunk. Did you text Michael Bath? ?
And also, not sorry, I did get you very drunk.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
You've never gotten me drunk, to my knowledge.
No, because you wouldn't let me. I tried at 311.
That's not a joke. We legitimately went to the rock and roll band 311's most recent appearance in Washington, D.C.
And it was fucking dope,
was great.
And we both like 311.
I got a half a beer spilled on me from somebody during the last song.
There are also 311 hand signs.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They're so cool.
They're great. All right, so those are at least three things, maybe four if you want to count both Chinese places.
No, it's three things.
Okay.
It's Whole Foods,
both
Chinese places,
Marvin. And
Marvin.
We're going north. So we're at 14th and you right now.
I like Malcolm X Park, which is not on 14th Street.
But it's on 15th.
But
it's close enough.
It's super close. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the most beautiful views in Washington, D.C.
Listen, I think it's really offensive that you call it Malcolm X Park when we both know it's Meridian Hill Park. And yes. I think you need to show respect. So I've noticed...
Which one's whiter?
I've noticed in the past like 2 years that we've been doing the show, and when I do it in Chicago too, whenever I make a horribly racist comment like mm-hmm. that, like half the people like don't realize like he's Jay Kane right now. He's not... He just doesn't sincerely want people to call it Meridian Hill Park.
White people are uncomfortable a lot. I could do a whole show where I would like to ask white people
We usually
questions.
Do that, actually.
Yeah. Like, why do you... I don't know. I didn't want to get into it. Let's just change
Number
the topic.
Number four, park. Number five.
Four, park. Number five. Let's throw this one out. This is an oddball one, and it's not really true, but it makes for a good story. The Giant in Columbia Heights.
Why?
Because it is like you're making your own scavenger hunt. Okay. First of all, they have rotisserie chickens, which is great.
Okay.
Everybody should eat a rotisserie chicken, and they're relatively inexpensive. But this is the only... What? Okay, let me take this back. So I used to date a guy that lived on 16th Street.
Okay.
Like right near that Giant.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, you know what we should do? Go to this Giant and count the chicken bones on the floors. And like, you should find all the chicken bones in Giant. So the fucking...
Shut up.
I swear to God, it's a thing. So if you go into this Giant, you will find chicken bones hidden all over this Giant. So like, it'll be like behind like boxes of rice, like in cereal boxes. Like there are chicken bones in the fucking freezer. There are chicken bones everywhere at the Giant in Columbia Heights. So if you're looking for a fun game to play with your friends after you buy a rotisserie chicken, count the chicken bones in the Giant in
Columbia
Heights.
This has been a real floor-based episode of BYT Radio. Something that you don't love. One of my favorite pieces that you've ever written for BritishYoungThings.com is about Steve Harvey.
Yeah, fuck him.
So we've talked about wonderful places to make out, mm-hmm. wonderful type of people to make out with, great places to go around 14th Street because that's what you love about Washington, D.C.
And
do. Arguably, second or third most hated celebrity in your orbit, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Who's number one and two?
Well, right now it's the president.
Uh-huh. And then number two.
He's full trash.
Yeah. Controversial statement.
Right?
Yeah. Number two.
I don't think I have a number
two. Oh, so Steve Harvey's number two.
It's definitely Steve Harvey.
Okay, cool.
He used to be number one, but then
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, whatever. We're caught up. Okay, so one of the things I liked about this piece is because it was very pure.
Yeah,
Rambling. That's what I love about it. We've revisited it quite a bit. I always ask you to update it, even though there's really no reason. I just want to make it very clear that people like Steve. Now, to me, Steve Harvey encapsulates many different celebrities. Steve Harvey is the same checkbox as Dr. Phil.
They look alike.
Steve Harvey is the same checkbox as your Dr. Steve Harvey is, to me, represents every mostly male blowhard that tells everybody what they're doing wrong. Is that fair, Allison?
I just Googled this article because I forgot about it.
Uh-huh. Did you just make yourself laugh?
I did, because I wrote Steve Harvey as the devil.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't hate my mother, but my mother loves Steve Harvey.
Oh.
And I think I actually bought her the Steve Harvey book when she asked for it.
No.
Because I figured it was the path of least resistance. It was just easier to give her that than to yet again remind her why this man is the devil.
Well, he hates women.
I know that.
He really hates women. And then, like, as of late, I think he's becoming a worse and worse person because he has a nonprofit foundation that's basically funding his family.
Wait, what?
From other people's money.
See, I didn't know anything about this. But please say more things I can get a suit on this single episode of BYT
Radio. There's a controversy right now about, like, he has this fucking foundation.
Is
the Steve Harvey Foundation.
Okay, so Google Steve Harvey Foundation. The listener at home.
I was doing
Steve Harvey Foundation. And then is there a specific article where you've read about this?
I don't go into it. I hate him so much.
I'm like,
Steve Harvey's being a piece of shit. I accept it all and just merit alone.
He was sued for charity fraud by an ex-employee.
Thank you. What is the source on this?
Fox News.
Okay. I don't know why you're all laughing, but okay.
Because that's a great...
So I think we could speak openly without worrying about a lawsuit to say that Steve Harvey's foundation might not be up to... It's not up to board? Is that a phrase?
Up to snuff.
Up to snuff. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, but that seemed wrong.
It does sound
I tried
wrong.
To picture that. Like, what does that mean?
snuff tobacco?
That's what I was thinking.
Is that a slave reference?
I think, is it?
It's Black History Month, Brandon.
Come on, Jack. Come on.
I'm looking for it here.
Speaking of Black History Month, why do you hate Steve Harvey so much? Like, why do you care? How has he affected your life?
Okay. I just hate him because he's a dick. And
there are lots of dicks.
There are several dicks.
There's like three.
There's a couple billion dicks on this earth, but he is the one.
But
that
why focus your ire on Steve Harvey?
Because I don't like the way that he tells women how they're supposed to live. I don't like how he's hypocritical, and I don't like the fact that he keeps saying shit that keeps bringing like Black consciousness back like a million years. I'm sorry, I could keep going.
No, I want you to keep going, but what I want, the most people that are listening to this have no idea what we're talking about. Steve Harvey has a book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. Yes. So when Allison is saying he's telling women how to be, he literally has a New York Times bestselling book entitled that, which is essentially a guidebook for women. So it's not like she's just saying... he's no different than any other host. He literally wrote a book about it. I just wanted to make that point clear.
Yeah, and it was best-selling.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was huge.
Okay.
And there's two...
I'm sure.
I think there's two versions of that book. He did a sequel to it. How could you not think like a man enough the first time? You gotta really fucking think like a man the second time, dick.
Okay, but are you just jealous that you didn't think of a way to hate an entire gender and make money off of it?
I'm jealous of that bald-headed, big-tooth zoot suit-wearing motherfucker.
Okay, number two, what's wrong with zoot suits? That was a fun time in the mid-90s. Did you like the swing revival when you were, 10?
I just don't know why his pants look so weird. Like, it fits your ass all crazy.
Okay.
Do you know he has a book called Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success?
He's really trying it.
He's a success. You and I both, I think we both subscribe to the fake it till you make it, act like you've been there before type of life.
100%.
How is Steve Harvey not embodying that?
Because they're actually paying him.
Okay, so he is a success. He willed it into existence.
He did.
Okay. So why not, shouldn't we be envious and admire Steve Harvey?
I don't envy anybody who tells me what the fuck to do and blames me for... you know, my own womanness. I can't own that and find my own way.
Does anyone in your family enjoy the work of performer and stand-up comedian Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Who?
Actually, most of my family. So it's funny, when that article came out, I got a lot of shit from my family about it. They're like, Steve Harvey's funny.
Yeah. What do they find funny about Mr. Harvey?
I don't know everything. Like, he's the only Black person on television. I don't know, because I didn't have the conversation because I literally did not care. I am such a shithead about that. Like, I guess there's a lot of things like where people should be debating things and like exploring other people's like ideals, but I simply don't give a fuck. He's a piece of shit. There's evidence is there.
But there are lots of people that aren't very good.
So I don't have to pay attention to
them. All right. If you want to read that article, go to brightyshunkthings.com. It's probably, just put Steve Harvey into the search bar.
Steve Harvey is the devil.
I don't think we've written anything else about Steve Harvey. We've made a pretty strong mission statement that he is the devil. He's a very religious man, so he's definitely the devil. We're going to take a little break and then come back with Best Week and Best. You're listening to BYT Radio from the Line Hotel. It's part of Full Service Radio.
And this break song is called Caso Amoroso by Kido. We'll be right back. Cachela está em cama, na concorrência treme, sabe que quem manda a gente. Se liga que tá do outro lado, se aqui a chapa é quente. Vem abaixo, que o teu coração balança. Segura esse soco no peito, que o cachela está em cama, na concorrência treme.
Every week on British Young Things, we produce our best weekend bets for Washington, D.C., a gay edition for Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago. It is post-Valentine's Day weekend, so our theme this week is anti-love. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good, at least. There's a lot of stuff to do this weekend, blah, blah, blah. There sometimes isn't, actually. I shouldn't say blah, blah, blah. January is a relatively dead month in Washington, D.C. Right now is when it starts to get relatively busy. It's starting to get nice out. It's currently like 62.
It's wonderful.
Okay. Global warming is a myth. Perpetrated by Steve Harvey. So, Thursday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, what I'm going to recommend is going to sound like nothing, but it's a projection on the Hirshhorn Museum.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I apologize to the artist. I'm about to butcher their name. Krzysztof Wiederskos. He's a Polish artist. It's this Polish artist, and they did this custom projection on the Hirshhorn 30 years ago. They're revisiting it for three nights. This is the third and final night to see this. It's a very unique thing to do. It's the kind of thing to do. Like, this is the reason why people visit D.C. If you don't care at all about the government, which is perfectly fine, you do you. I don't care. You do you. This is the exact reason to come to Washington, D.C. It's world-class art, and most importantly, it's free. And it's not freezing out, so this is definitely the night to do it.
Yeah.
My second pick of the night is another free event. It's Beetlejuice at the Library of Congress.
Beetlejuice
is screening at the Library of Congress.
Well.
You've only said it twice.
Oh. Well, you have to say it. There's three people here.
Remember when Robin Thicke wore the Beetlejuice suit at the VMAs?
There it is.
And was it the VMAs?
Yeah,
and then Miley Cyrus did butt stuff, and everyone was like, "That they shouldn't do butt stuff."
She didn't do like, butt stuff,
and everyone was all mad about that. Like it mattered.
Mm.
Remember when he divorced his wife, and then he had the follow up album? It was named after her, and it sold like literally 500 copies.
Isn't he like banging like a 19-year-old now?
They're all banging 19-year-olds. Wow. Wake up, Allison. Act like a man. Think like a woman. Is that it? Did I get it right?
Thank you for mansplaining my thoughts.
Allison, what is your pick for Thursday?
Humphreys McGee at the
Anthem. I hate you so much.
Oh, my God. First of all, jam bands are fantastic. And really? If you're only going to watch people doing the wavy white person dance, that's like my favorite. It's worth all the money.
So here's the thing about jam bands. They're inherently awful, but nicest people in the world.
There's so much
out of any band.
The bands or the fans?
Both.
Okay.
Both the fans. Actually, I'm going to go with the fans. No qualifiers. The best fans in the world. They're incredibly supportive. They're cool with whatever substance you want to put in your body. They mostly just want to hang out and talk and be cool and dance, but they're not too precious about the music. They're not high society looking their nose down at you.
No, they're pretty chill people.
Exactly. I want to get into jam band music, and I don't. And that's why I think I like 311, because 311 acts like a jam band, but all their songs are like at most 4 minutes long. There's no jamming. It just sounds
like pop jam band.
Exactly. So like maybe
Humphreys McGee, maybe if you just smoked a lot more weed.
They're from Chicago. I've dealt the deal with
them. Are they really?
Yeah.
You love all things Chicago.
I know. I'm not a big fan. I'm happy for their success. I don't want them to die. I don't want them to disband.
Damn.
They have a wonderful industry. They employ a lot of people. I'm all for them existing. I want to like them. I can't like them.
That's really fucked up.
I've tried to like them.
I'm in the exact same lane
with ska music, but I like ska music a little bit more than jam bands because like the foundations of ska music I love. The foundations of current jam bands I don't like. It's not like I love the Dead. I don't like the Grateful Dead. I hate Fish.
Oh my
and it's a problem because
same.
Bathtub Gin is a great song.
No, it's
guys.
Not. Stop talking.
Oh, man.
So the issue with all this is like, I know you're right. And if I was a healthier human being, I would love Fish. One of my bosses at Brightstone Things, Kale, he loves Fish. So every Friday, it's Fish Friday. Puts on Fish in the office all day.
No.
And it's horrible. And no one likes
it but
him.
That's a nightmare.
But I know that the people going to these Fish shows are inherently good people. The guy, a guy I really love, Michael Gailey, he's DC's number one realtor, everybody. That's a shout out to Michael Gailey. Huge Fish fan. I tell him to his face, your music is horrible. I don't like you as a person. He goes, it's all good, man. I love you. And he's right. And I'm wrong. And I just can't get into Humphreys McGee tonight. Sold out at the Anthem. Good pick, Allison.
Yeah.
Friday, February 16th. I'm going to go with the Black Cat. The Black Cat has two very different shows. Downstairs is Cigarette and Slow Love. I'm recommending it for Slow Love. If you've ever listened to this show and some reason didn't just decide to start listening at minute 34... the music you hear at the top of it and the bottom of every show is Baby Bri Bri. Baby Bri Bri's newest band is called Slow Love, and it's very synthy and great, and it's just a two-piece. And get there earlier for Slow Love. They're opening up for Cigarette, Black Cat backstage. Upstairs is this very unique thing that Janelle Lapin is doing. Janelle is a great cellist. You might have seen her in Janelle and Anthony. She's also been on stage a lot with Priests. She's DC's cello person. You know what I mean? There's a certain amount of instruments where, like, okay, I'm going to see this person play with 10 different bands. Janelle is that musician. So what she did was made a giant piece of fabric based on stage clothes, and there's going to be original music based on the fabric that she made. And it's, and I'm saying it like I'm confused because I am confused. So I'm interested to see what the execution of this very unique idea of a show will be like. Allison is making a face like I'm a bad person. I would like to point out that she recommended Umphrey's McGee not 2 minutes ago.
Well, I'm also going to recommend a Black Cat, Black Panthers.
There we go.
Hey.
Yeah, you're, no one's going to see that. Unless you have tickets already, you're not going to see it this weekend.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm so glad that black things are happening this weekend. That is the blackest movie. Blackity black. Black, black, black.
Two things I want to point out about Black Panther. Number one, it's not the first superhero movie starring a black character. It's not. Blade exists. And if you really want to get technical, Spawn exists. So
I don't know who the fuck those people are.
You don't know Blade? Wesley Snipes, right?
Yes. He's like a vampire?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that.
That's based in a comic book.
Cool. Well, I'm really excited about Black Panther. And
great, you should
like
be.
50 black people.
Number two, the soundtrack references Mercedes-Benz multiple times. Mm-hmm. It references Range Rover once, and the movie is sponsored by Lexus. It does not mention Lexus once on the Black Panther album.
I was wondering where you were
album.
Going with that and why that was happening.
Yeah. I just think it's great because, like, clearly no one was like, hey, could you throw some Lexus mentions in here? There, they don't mention it. They also say the word Gotham on the Black Panther soundtrack, which I understand just means New York City, but it doesn't matter. It's interesting for a Marvel movie soundtrack to be referencing.
Isn't it in Wakanda?
It is in Wakanda, yes.
Yeah,
which is a fictional place, doesn't matter. The point is, I can't think of another movie, DC or Marvel, that references the other company's cities. Because I don't know if you know this, Allison, let me mansplain the Marvel universe to you.
Oh, thank you.
Most every city is a real city.
Oh, that's great.
Wakanda is one of the few fictional cities. Unlike in DC universe, where most everything is fictional. Does this make sense? Like, the X-Men are in Westchester, New York, which is a real place. Gotham City is not technically a city.
That's so cool. Did you know that a bunch of Metropolis. Black people are in a movie? This
Not interested in that. Let's go with the minutia. Saturday.
That's a day of the week.
I'm going to go with... it's the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Celebration begins Saturday. There's a bunch of stuff.
Black wins.
My other pick is Transformers Heartbreakers Ball. It's a thing that Bryce Young Things tries to highlight every year. It's a way to buy art for maybe the person that you didn't get a good Valentine's Day gift for. That's something that we always recommend. There's a preview on the Bryce Young Things about that. Those are my two Saturday picks. Allison, what's your Saturday
my
pick?
My Saturday pick is eating. So it's Chinese New Year and it's Kyrgyzian. They're doing a tasting menu. Two-part tasting menu. That sounds delicious. I've been there for brunch. It was fantastic.
I like their cinnamon rolls. Whoever their baker
is. Where is that place? What is that place?
It's over
it's in Shaw.
Shaw.
What's it called again?
Kyrgyzstan? Right? Yeah. Is it
Kyrgyzstan? I don't know. Starts with a K.
Yeah. It's on 8th. In, like, Florida? It's on 8th off of Florida?
Yes.
Is that right?
That is correct.
I'm there.
Oh, thanks. You've added so much to the show,
thanks.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday pick. I'm going to go with... I was going to do food. I'll stay away from food. I'm going to recommend Cher at the MGM National Harbor. Her run is coming to an end. Cher is fantastic. Hands down the best performance I saw in 2017. Go with someone you love. Go with someone you hate, and then you will love them by the end of that show. Go see Cher at the MGM National Harbor. My other pick is the DC Record Fair at Penn Social. DC Record Fair is put together by Vinyl District, and they do a great job with that record fair. If you're looking to spend money on a dead medium, definitely go to the DC Record Fair at Penn Social.
I'm going to choose eating again.
Shoot.
The American Ice Company. They're doing a pig roast.
That's right.
I like eating pigs.
Yeah. So we've established that all of our tofu dishes still have pork in them, and that we both like pigs.
And pork is delicious.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
I worked. So
is that a yes
I,
or no?
That you know what? I spent my time with a lot of men. Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Andrew Hamilton. Those are people on money.
Is there anything you hope to achieve by next year's Valentine's Day?
Have more money.
That's a good goal.
I mean, fuck love.
So if you want to, if anyone wants to see Allison this weekend, maybe go to Velvet Lounge Friday night, go to Saturday night. As long as you look sad and available, she might do something with her mouth
and
to
hey,
your mouth.
And hey, if you have a pork chop, let's see where it goes.
All right, Jack, play the music. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to BrettyShunkThings.com and have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.